This is the Padua Podcast Network.
That's basically it. Sometimes a cheat meal isn't a cheat meal. Hey, welcome to Running Fever, episode 131. Why you need a cheat meal. Welcome to the show. My name is Michael Davis. I'm out here on a wonderfully cloudy evening, Lake Fayetteville. I love my life so much that I want to make it last as long as possible. And if you feel the same way, then come on along. We'll get there together. It's a show about fitness, diet, and medicine. The goal of not only adding years to our lives, but adding life to our years. And it's kind of warm. It's, of course, I've got on my sweatshirt, same old sweatshirt that I always wear, but it's more like a mini dress now. I would just guess it's probably 70 degrees or more. Just feels like to me, but I think it's not cooling off because of the clouds. We've had a warm weekend. I've heard a lot of people talking about doing yard work. And pool maintenance and things like that that you start to do when the weather warms up. And but not really that crowded out here right now, so it's more than usual number of people, but not a crazy amount. Maybe because it's cloudy and I did feel a few raindrops earlier before I came out here. In any event, I don't think I'm gonna freeze to death out here today. I am concerned about it getting dark because it was after 5 before I got out on the trail. It is still February. Days are getting longer, but not quite long enough that it's gonna still be bright enough at 7 o'clock. In fact, most of the cars have their headlights on, so I've got my head lamp on and ready to turn on. I'll probably do once I get into the trees here. Kind of an exciting day here at Lake Fayetteville over at the Botanical Gardens. There's a field right next to it, and two sheriff's vehicles pulled up with their sirens blaring and their lights flashing and went off-road into the field. So there must have been some kind of call, probably, I'm guessing, from a cell phone out on the trail somewhere or out in the field. I don't know. But it was kind of pretty far away from the trail, but really didn't stick around, but I did get a picture. So you'll see a nice picture of the Washington County Sheriff's Department vehicles with lights flashing out in the field. They may have just wanted to go fishing or something, I don't know. Yeah. You know, you got your four-wheel drive vehicle and you wanna tear off road for a while. So, these days I always have notes with me, and that was my concern today, not only about the darkness, but also the drops of rain that I felt. So I have to be able to read the notes so I could share my research with you. So let's get right to it then. You know, the need to lose weight can often lead us to extremes. I've seen this a lot. You know, I see it in the Biggest Loser contest at work. And, you know, for me, that's what causes my failure, because I'll get into something that will let me lose weight for a while, but it's something I can't sustain for the long term. So I'll eventually have to drift back into something that winds up being what my previous habits were. usually. So, I mean, I do things that help to counteract that now. You know, for me, nothing is off limits. If I do eat a bacon double, triple cheeseburger, you know, then I'm not concerned that I'm, you know, committing a sin or something. I just have to eat less to make up for it and do more exercise, and or preferably both. So I'm always on keeping track of my calories, and that's a habit. I do have a cheat meal now and then, but I just try not to make it a regular thing. You know, pizza is my favorite meal. So I could probably have that once a week if I wanted to, if I don't have any other, you know, terribly big meals. And especially now that I'm, you know, I do still want to lose weight, but I'm not overly concerned about it as I was when I was 194 or 74 pounds. 274. Correction. But there's another good reason to have a cheat meal. And I'm going to talk about a couple of hormones here. Leptin is the first one, and that's been known about for quite some time. It's a hormone that regulates fat storage in the body. Obviously, instrument-rated pilot flying over today in the soup, as they say. Leptin is produced by fat cells, so the fatter you are, the more leptin you have. But if you're obese, you develop something like you build up a resistance to leptin, basically. That's why when you're obese, you know, well, let me just backtrack a little bit. What does it do? It regulates a metabolic processes. So if you have more fat, you have more leptin, and that's telling your body that it's okay to burn that fat. Because, you know, as you get decreases in fat storage, you need to save that energy. And leptin is the hormone, the chemical that actually tells your body to do that. So it kicks in that metabolic sort of shutdown that we talk about, that we get into when we stop eating. So the more low leptin, the more okay it is to burn fat. And when levels drop, the reverse is true. So it's not okay. You want to store fat when your leptin levels are low. So, ideally, this would work and we would never have to worry about getting fat, because we become obese and the body would say, you know, it's okay to burn fat, and we'd burn, and we would sort of stabilize at a weight, you know, at least an amount of fat. So our body fat would stabilize that way. But it doesn't necessarily work that way. Because if you have too much fat, if you're obese, then it has kind of the reverse effect. And it can actually reduce that amount of leptin in your system. You develop sort of a resistance to it. So what do you do? You know, how do you do this? Well, you can actually use this process in your body in order to lose weight. So how do you do this? Well, you're cutting back. Your metabolic processes are slowing down. It becomes harder and harder to lose fat. cicadas are pretty loud right now. I believe they're called cicadas. I don't think it would just be crickets. It's called refeeding. When you refeed, you're eating a lot of food to stimulate leptin production. But it can't just be anything. If you eat a lot of protein or fat, that can actually do that, give you that reverse process that I was talking about. You build up more fat. Hello.
Hello.
And you fall into that leptin resistance trap. So it will actually deplete your or decrease your leptin levels, and you just won't burn anything. But carbohydrates also increase leptin levels without increasing resistance. I should say without resistance. So you can eat carbohydrates. You can eat more bread, pasta, oats, cereals, things like that. If you are gluten intolerant, you can stick to rice, potatoes, sweet potatoes, and legumes, but not peanuts, because peanuts contain fat. And you can still have fat. You just don't want it to be more than 25% of your caloric intake. So if you're at 1600 calories, you don't want to have 400 calories worth of peanuts, which is, I don't know, about a cup or so. Or more. Or any other fats. So some bodybuilders do this for a day. Some do it for 2 days. And your weight may go up slightly because you're eating a lot. But it should quickly re-accelerate to sort of jumpstart your program as you get a boost in your metabolism from the increased leptin levels. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So I had a baked potato last night. Probably have one again tonight because I don't like food to go to waste. And I bought them, and because I thought I was gonna have people over, and then I buy more than enough usually in that situation. And I didn't even have the people over. So I've got these potatoes around. I don't know what to do with them except make things that are not healthy. So. So there you go. The only problem is when I eat a baked potato, it's like 1,000 calories. I mean, I put not butter anymore. I use Smart Balance, so that's helps a little bit, but it's still fat. And sour cream. Sometimes I use plain yogurt. Again, there's fat in that, but you know, my dietitian said that yogurt is a carb, so maybe I'm okay there. And cheese, I put cheese on there, and even bacon bits. Oh yeah, it's a serious cheat meal right there. So anyway, but I've been holding my own last couple of days. Should be okay. I want to talk about another chemical hormone while I'm at it. This one's called ghrelin. It's GHRELIN, and it's another hormone that sort of regulates metabolism. This one's kind of interesting. You ever wondered what makes you hungry at lunchtime? Well, it's ghrelin. That's the chemical that tells your brain that it wants food. It's time to eat. It's the hunger hormone. That's what it's sometimes called. So ghrelin makes us hungry, but it also regulates metabolism. It's secreted by the stomach, which is interesting in a way that I'll talk about in a minute here. If you fast, your ghrelin goes up and you're hungrier, which kind of makes sense. But it also slows metabolism, curbing your ability to burn fat. So, you know, if you fast, that's part of the process. You get hungry and you stop burning calories, or you burn them more slowly. So it is secreted by the stomach, right? So there have been studies that show gastric bypass patients lose a lot of weight. Well, I mean, that's why they do it, right? But it's not just because it makes the stomach smaller and you can't eat as much. That reduction in the stomach also reduces your ghrelin levels, so you're not as hungry. So it's not just having a smaller stomach, it's having a lower level of those chemicals that come from the stomach. Now, this may also account for the fact that eating more frequently, smaller meals is a good strategy for weight loss or weight management. And this is kind of what I've been saying all along. I mean, in terms of why I do it, I don't want to get hungry. And it's not necessarily a blood sugar thing, although that is another benefit that I've found out in the long run. Because your blood sugar is going to spike according to you're going to have a metabolic spike when you have more food. And the more food you have, the bigger the spike is. We've talked about this. So it doesn't necessarily change that. But I notice that when I'm hungry, I'm more likely to make poor food choices. So when I eat more often, I don't get hungry as much, and that's the effect of ghrelin. So the message is, there are a couple of things you can do. You can have a carbohydrate cheat meal. This is great for people who love carbs, bread and stuff like that. Not as good for people like me that prefer pepperoni and cheese, but I'm sure I can find something that I can do to raise my leptin levels. And that's basically it. Sometimes a cheat meal isn't a cheat meal. It's a strategy. That's what we're all about here. Strategy. So I'm going to have links to all the sources of my information at runningafever.com. Meanwhile, if you got the fever, keep it. If you don't, catch it. And I will talk to you next time on Running a Fever.